I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spending a few minutes now with Swarthmore head baseball coach Matt Midkiff. His squad headed to the Division III NCAA tournament. They will take on Baldwin Wallace University in their first game up in Auburn, New York on Thursday. And first of all, coach, 33-9, Centennial Conference champs in the tournament for the first time for the program in more than 30 years. Congratulations. I know it's been a great ride, and it has to have been a heck of a lot of fun to this point.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. It's been fantastic and just really cool to see the Swarthmore community come out and support us and the students that were at the conference tournament. And it's just been a lot of fun and really cool to see for Swarthmore, and really happy for the college and for our players.
And you win the title on a walk-off. You had to score in the 10th to send it to the 11th. You had to score twice in the 9th to send it to the 10th. I mean, it's almost kind of fitting, the type of season you've had, that this group would win it that way.
Yeah, I said a couple times during that game that if this was going to happen for us, that there's no better way for it to happen. And it was kind of a microcosm of our season, that we just never quit and never stopped fighting. And our players sometimes have to calm the coaching staff down and say, hey, you know, coach, we got this. We're fine. The mental toughness of our team and the resilience of our team has just been unbelievable to watch. And I think it definitely speaks to the character of the young men that wear the Swarthmore uniform. And it's really, really cool to see them battle and ultimately succeed.
We've talked before, but for people listening to this that are hearing about your team for the first time, give us some insight as to what has keyed this success.
Well, you know, we've got some good arms, I think, that start us off. We've got Ricky Conti, who has 11 wins on the season. He's 11-2. Sawyer Leak is a left-handed pitcher. He's 5-1 with electric stuff. Ryan Warm, who pitched 10 innings in the championship game for us, the left-hander out of Gainesville, Florida, is he's just a really tough kid and really knows how to pitch. And then we have Jack Corkery, who's been our closer, and he's been almost unhittable this year with 7 saves and really lights out kind of stuff. So that's where we start. But our lineup, I think, is equally as impressive with guys from the top of the order on down. And the guy that sticks out to me is Cole Beaker, who's our 3 hitter and has surpassed the RBI record here at Swarthmore by 10 RBIs, and is the guy you want up in clutch situations. He was 4-for-4 in the championship game when we had basically 3 hits through 8 innings. So Cole got the 9th inning rally started, and he's just kind of been the meat of the order for us. He and Jackson Roberts has 8 home runs. So I could go on for a long time about the guys on our team. And it's, I think the thing about our team is that it's a bunch of different guys that all contribute at key times, and everybody's tough. Everybody gives you a good at bat. Everybody plays hard defense and is a team player. And a lot of guys have definitely contributed to our success this year.
Is there a conversation, because this is new to this group going to the NCAA tournament, that everything is kind of, as far as exposure, as far as eyeballs and stuff like that, everything is heightened to, hey, I want you guys to have a good time and enjoy this life experience, but keep it in perspective and let's do what we do and, don't get too wide-eyed about the whole thing?
I think that's what they'd tell me. They are definitely wise and mature beyond their years. And a lot of our guys have played in high-level situations. Cole Beaker, I mentioned, he won a state championship in North Carolina in high school. And, a lot of our guys have played at high levels in really good baseball states, Florida, Texas, California. So a lot of this stuff is new at this level, but not new to them as individuals and playing an important game. So I think that has definitely been a key to our success this year is that these guys don't feel like the stage is too big. And even when we had close to 1,000 people at the game on Sunday, the Centennial Conference Championship, you know, the guys are just having a good time and enjoying it and playing good baseball.
You'll open with Baldwin Wallace, the regional double elimination. What do you know about this Baldwin Wallace squad going in?
Well, at this point, everybody can play, and so we have to be ready. Baldwin Wallace looks like a team with some really gaudy offensive numbers, and so we'll have to be prepared to pitch those guys well and play strong defense, not give them anything as far as walks or errors or things like that. Make them earn everything they get. They steal a lot of bases, so we'll have to control the running game. And I think offensively is where we can do some damage. And we'll see their number one, and I'm sure he's going to be ready for us. But our offensive approach, I think, is something that we'll be able to carry us through a tournament like this, because it is kind of a grinding approach, and we typically like to wear on the other team. So that's the goal, and hopefully we can accomplish it.
And how do you handle scouting in a situation like this, where you've got seven other teams, some of them are unfamiliar to you, it's going to be rapid fire, one game after the next. How do you handle preparation?
Well, we'll prepare for every team in the bracket, and if we see that we're going to play a particular team, we'll do a little bit more work the night before. Unfortunately, sometimes you have to play two games in a day, so you have to flip the script pretty quickly, and we just need to be prepared for that. And our staff has been diligently working on those scouting reports and making sure that we have all the information that we can give to the guys so that they're prepared to play and win.
And do you know who you're going with on the mound game one, or are you keeping that under wraps?
I do know, but we're keeping it under wraps.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.